Katie Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 79. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 55 tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 79. Mid-70s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Warmer Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 78.
Enjoy breakfast at the VFW Hall, 102 East South Street in Beloit this Sunday, September 17th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee and juice. Due to increased cost of food, a $10 minimum donation per person, $5 for children 12 and under. Donations go toward the purchase of food and post-improvement projects.
For more than 135 years, the First Bank of Beloit has been privileged to serve the greater Beloit community and its citizens. Locally owned and operated, they continue to provide convenient and personalized banking services to all of their customers. As a community bank, they feel it's their obligation to serve and support the Beloit community. Whether you need an auto, business, or ag loan, checking or savings account, or simply want to retire that old piggy bank, First Bank of Beloit, member FDIC, is here for you. Visit them online at firstbankbeloit.com or stop by at 101 East Main in downtown Beloit. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced that $1 million in attraction development grants is available from Kansas Tourism, a division of the Kansas Department of Commerce. Attraction development grants are designed to assist in the development of sustainable tourism experiences that influence travel decisions and create economic impact, including new jobs, capital investment, revenue, and increased visitation. Kansas Tourism is an economic driver that highlights the many reasons why our state is the best place in the nation to live, work, and raise a family, said Governor Kelly. By investing in our tourism industry, we strengthen our economic growth and Kansas's placement as a destination state for tourists from around the world. A first round of applications now open with the deadline of October 1st of this year. A second round will be open on February 1st of 2024. $500,000 will be awarded in each round. Successful grant applications must have an accountable tie to the tourism industry, with funds being used to develop new or enhance existing tourism attractions. Tourism has a total economic impact of $11.2 billion on the state of Kansas, which includes $7 billion in direct visitor spending on lodging, dining, transportation, and entertainment. Eligible projects for this grant program include new attraction construction, enhancements to an existing attraction, and new or enhanced exhibits that will improve a visitor's experience. Couple of job openings to tell you about. Winkle Manufacturing is now hiring. They have a full-time position for a welder materials handling. They're looking for a candidate with a positive attitude, good work ethic, and willingness to learn, as they are willing to train the right person. Offering competitive wages and 100% employee-paid health insurance. Apply in person at 2225 200 Road, Glen Elder, or call 545-3606 or text Allen at 545-6399. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service slash grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. They're an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send resume to Agmark LLC. Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at Sixth and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Enjoy breakfast at the VFW Hall, post 6242, 102 East South Street in Beloit this Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. On the breakfast menu, waffles, sausage patties, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee and juice. Donations go towards the purchase of food and post-improvement projects. Want to swing dance? Join the swing dance classes on Wednesday nights in September from 7 to 8 p.m. at the municipal building there in Beloit. Cost is $10 per couple. If you're interested, contact Terry Bailey, 427-6507. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Massey mashes one to right field, and that's worth three. And the Royals lead 8-0 in the second inning.
The Royals would actually get out 9-0 in game two of the doubleheader against the White Sox on Tuesday night, but the White Sox would come all the way back to tie, and the Royals had to sweat out a victory in game two. They lost game one. We'll have more on both games coming up in the sportscast. Also look at local sports results from volleyball in the area on Tuesday. The Kansas City Chiefs making some moves to work out the Chris Jones contract, and bad news for the New York Jets. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school volleyball on Tuesday night. Beloit getting a sweep in the North Central Activities Association as they picked up wins over Minneapolis 25-14, 25-18, and won the second set of matches 25-9 and 25-15. Beloit's now 14-2 and 4-0 in the NCAA. Minneapolis dropping to 10-4 with the losses. In the Thunder Ridge Triangular, St. John's Tipton beat Thunder Ridge 25-15, 25-14. They beat Pike Valley 25-7 and 25-17. St. John's Tipton now 10-2 on the season. The other match, Thunder Ridge beat Pike Valley 25-11, 25-11. Lakeside won a best-of-five match against Lincoln in the MPL 19-25, 25-16, 25-13, 25-14. Sylvan Lucas went 2-0 to home Triangular, beating Osborne 25-16, 25-18. They beat Natoma 25-9 in both sets. Sylvan Lucas now 10-2. Osborne beat Natoma in 3, 18-25. 25-14 and 25-17. Rock Hills went 2-0 at the Tescott Triangular, beating the host school Tescott 25-16 and 17, and they beat Southern Cloud 25-11 and 12. And at the Ellis Triangular, Smith Center moving to 6-0 with a couple more Mid-Continent League wins. They beat Ellis 25-8 and 14 and beat Norton 25-13 and 17. If you missed any of the scores or other scores from the North Central Activities Association, you can visit ncksports.com. Don't miss our high school football locker room chats tonight on KD Country 94 around 5:15. We'll talk with the head football coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge as we recap week two and preview week three of the high school football season. Those are on KD Country 94 and always posted online at kdcountry94.com if you miss them on our locker room chat podcast. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Royals split a doubleheader with the White Sox on Tuesday in Chicago. Game one, the White Sox won 6-2, while the Royals took game two 11-10. Chicago jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the first game. Brady Singer took the loss, dropping to 8-11, giving up 6 runs on 9 hits and 5 1/3. Edward Olivares drove in both runs for the Royals. Game two, the Royals got out to the early lead, scoring 4 in each of the first and second innings, capped by a 3-run homer from Michael Massey heard earlier. KC took a 9-0 lead after 3. Jordan Lyles had a perfect game through 4, but the White Sox broke that up with a run in the 5th and then exploded for 8 in the 6th to tie the game at 9. Mikel Garcia drove in Logan Porter, who made his MLB debut in the 7th, to give the Royals a lead back in the end. Each team scored another run in the 9th. The Royals manager Matt Quattrero on the ups and downs and overcoming the White Sox comeback.
You never know. You know, they get out to the big lead in the first game, and they did that to us last week too. We came back and won, and then this game we get out to a big lead and they come back. You know, this is a hitter's park, you know, so a lot of times there are high scoring games here, but give our guys credit, because when they tied it up there, that's a really demoralizing inning, and for them to bounce right back, score again, take what was given to them and then add on, that's a lot for them to do.
Royals are now 45-101, with the White Sox moved to 56-99. The two teams finish their season series at 6:40 tonight in Chicago. Some NFL notes to wrap this sportscast. To make room for Chris Jones' newly restructured one-year contract, the Chiefs needed to create some cap space. In order to do that, they restructured the contract of guard Joe Tooney to create $8.7 million in cap space for 2023. The move will send some of the remaining money to later years for Tooney, which will make his cap hit bigger for the seasons past 2023. His number will be just under $27 million for 24 and 25. For more on Chris Jones' deal and the start of the Chiefs season, we were joined this morning by Sarin Petro from Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City. If you missed that interview, you can go back and listen to it on the Sports Ticket podcast at kdcountry94.com. Finally, in sports, after going down with an injury Monday night, Aaron Rodgers had an MRI on his left ankle and leg. As feared, Rodgers has a torn Achilles tendon and will now miss virtually all of the 2023 season after being injured on the fourth snap of the opener. The Jets will move forward with Zach Wilson at quarterback. He threw for 140 yards and a touchdown in the win over the Bills Monday night. He started 22 games and thrown for over 4,100 yards with 16 touchdowns and 19 interceptions in his 3 years in the league. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dimas.